Peoria's finalist for the Illinois Teacher of the Year Award says she knows what it's like to struggle as a student.
I want to teach so that every kid can succeed. And that means finding different ways to reach my different learners.
That's fourth grade teacher Mauricia Page. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what's happening in our community, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unlin.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Tuesday, October 6th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The former Beals Commercial Dry Cleaners on Industrial Road now houses whiskey stills. Tim Shelley reports.
New owner Andy Ferris is reviving the J.K. Williams Distillery, which went out of business in 2018.
It's almost purpose-built for a distillery. It's got all the, if you can imagine, what they needed for a laundry and dry cleaning business. That's exactly what we need for this. Steam, trench drains, air handlers, a massive amount of electricity, so it's all there, and it's great.
Ferris says the first bottles of whiskey are on sale. He eventually plans statewide distribution.
We really want to be, you know, an important supplier in central Illinois first. I think that's really the goal. And then beyond that, we plan on being in multi-states in the future. Our five-year plan calls for 20 states. So that's, you know, it's a pretty ambitious goal, but I think we can get there.
But Ferris says Peoria will remain home base for the new J.K. Williams Distillery no matter what.
This is a great place, nice people, easy to do business with, genuine, and it's a very proud community too. So we're excited. This is for us, it's a story of perseverance.
I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported two more COVID-19 related deaths over the weekend. Both were residents of a Tazewell County long-term care facility. The region's death toll stands at 89. Local health officials are confident the hospital system can handle both COVID-19 and influenza this winter, and a lawsuit aims to derail next month's vote on Illinois' proposed graduated income tax amendment. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Mauricia Page, a fourth grade teacher at Peoria's Maud Sanders Primary School, is the Teacher of the Year for the West Central region and a finalist for the statewide award. Page tells WCBU's Joe Deacon she is surprised, humbled, and honored, and that the news caught her a bit off guard.
I was so confused when they announced it because I didn't know what was going on. They had us on the Zoom call, and it was under pretense of I was doing a survey, but then I see all these superintendents and my boss on, and they announced it that way. So it was just an amazing, amazing experience.
So now this means obviously the State Teacher of the Year Award will be announced later this month. Has that crossed your mind, and what would that mean?
Again, that's just something that I never thought I would be in a consideration for. And so just to be one of the 10 finalists in itself is just an honor.
So what inspired you to pursue a career in teaching, and what is your classroom approach?
I have to say, when I was younger, I had an aunt who was a teacher, and I would visit her, and she would make me her little teacher's assistant. And it was instilled in me then just to want to help and to want to teach. I remember I was that kid in school that didn't always get what was going on in the classroom, the concepts being taught. And so my approach in my classroom is I want to teach so that every kid can succeed. And that means finding different ways to reach my different learners.
Obviously, this academic year is pretty unique with the virtual learning. What challenges has this presented, and how have you been able to adapt to it?
I think one of the biggest challenges for me and for any teacher right now is just that connection that we're so used to making with the kids in person. Relationships are the foundation of any classroom, and to not be able to be with your kids in person and to see them in person, it's a challenge. But I have to say that we have been going above and beyond to find other ways around that, just to get our kids engaged, to see how they're doing, to see if they need anything. And it has been a struggle, but I think at this point we're all doing the best that we can with it. It's about just building the relationships, not so much focusing on content right away, but just making sure our kids are all right. That has been the struggle. However, it's made us be more creative with how we can still form those relationships with the kids remotely.
And if I understand the plan correctly, I believe that fourth grade would be going back possibly later this month. How eager are you to get back to the classroom?
You know what? I am very eager to have my kids with me. All teachers want to be with their kids. No one ever wanted to do this remotely. However, safety has to be at the forefront. But as long as the procedures are in place for this to be done safely, we're ready. We're ready to have the kids back in person, even if it's just a few days a week. I'm still nervous. There's risk either way it goes, but I'm going to be so happy to see them and have them with me.
I understand mentoring is a big part of your work. What benefits come from mentorship?
In my opinion, we all have leadership skills. We all have things that we're good at, and we need to share that with one another. I don't care if you've been teaching for 2 years or 20 years. We can all learn from someone else's experiences. And in the long run, if we're learning from each other, if we're helping each other out, that's going to be for the benefit of our kids.
That's Peoria Public Schools teacher Mauricia Page talking to reporter Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the East Peoria City Council is meeting tonight to consider approval for a recreational cannabis dispensary at 300 South Main Street. Source Enterprises' previous request for an operation on North Main Street was rejected. The new location meets the requirements for a conditional use under the city's zoning code. You can expect to find out more tomorrow at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unlink Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners Pekin Insurance and Unlink Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unlink.com and pekininsurance.com.